everyone, it's Kayla.
It's Braylon.
And Thomas.
And we're the TKB, and today we're going to be talking about
our multicultural concern we researched to write about religion.
We saw religious inequalities in our book Persepolis.
We then researched a bit about the importance of religious acceptance.
First, we'll be discussing our multicultural concern.
Multicultural concern is religious intolerance. Religious intolerance is the intolerance of another's religious beliefs or practices or lack thereof.
Marking people out or being rude to them because they disagree with how you think and believe things.
The article Religious Freedom is Not Tolerance by Michael Goldfarb basically is about how the Islamic community, they're allowed to practice, like they're allowed to be their religion. It's just a problem for people in the New York area having their mosque built on their street because, and to me that's weird because it's like, how is it that they can have, like they can be their religion, nothing's wrong with it, but their place of worship, like where they practice their religion, like they can't have that. To me, that's just weird. I don't really like that.
And you think they're being like religiously intolerant?
Yeah.
Because of that. Like, in the book, on page 132, it talks about the Guardians of the Revolution and how there were women that would go around and arrest people for not wearing their veils the right way, which I think is really interesting because at this point, like, they both have the same religion, mm-hmm. but certain groups of them are just so much more strict than the others, and so they'll go as far as arresting them for not doing something the right way. So they have the same religion, they're tolerant of the religion, but they just believe it differently.
Yeah, I feel like that's just something, I don't know, the whole concept just bothers me because I'm like, you can have the freedom to be the religion that you are. Like, we have the freedom to be Christians or, you know, or whatever. But I think it's crazy how some people, like, even though you have the freedom to be your religion, it's like, it's not really freedom. Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not really a freedom because you're still being, like, punished if you do something wrong like this. Or if you wear something wrong, your place of worship, maybe you can't worship there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not really a freedom. The article is titled 21-Year-Old Man Charged with Burning Black Churches by Amanda Arnold. Is about a 21-year-old man, Holden Matthews, who was turned in by his father, W. Roy Matthews. So basically, this whole case, like this whole problem, bothers me because I feel like why would you go out of your way to burn down three, not just like one church, but three churches that just so happen to be African-American churches?
Because the hates are real. They just have like so much anger. And, like, they're so convinced that these other people are so wrong and, like, they are so right that they go out of their way and do this, trying to make a point because they really believe that they're right. Persepolis is a memoir told from Marjane Chappie's point of view as she grows up during the Iranian Revolution. The Iranian Revolution was a series of events that involved the overthrow of the last monarch of Iran and the replacement of his government with an Islamic Republic.
On page 143, Satrapi says, after the death of Netta Baba Levy, my life took a turn. In 1984, I was 14 and a rebel. Nothing scared me anymore. This shows how Satrapi felt after her best friend lost her family in a home bombing. And she just realized after this happened how real these events were and how serious it actually was.
I agree with Braylon. I think that she became rebellious because she thought that, like, she had nothing to lose at this point. Her friend's family had just died, and it showed how close they really were at war. And it shows just, after reading the book overall, it just made me feel bad for her. Like, we take so many things for granted in America today, so.
I kind of felt guilty, in a way, reading this because of how privileged and how much stuff that we have in America that we just take granted for, and all the things that we think are bad really aren't that bad compared to what's going on around the world. Like, people are dying over dumb things. Yeah, and
like their opinions.
Yeah, and it's like they really don't have any kind of freedom like how we have in the U.S. And I feel like we really take granted that for granted.
Yeah, really, anyone can relate to this because I feel like sometimes we can't convince ourselves that some things are as serious as they are, and like we take them for granted.
Hey Carly, do you feel our society has achieved total religious acceptance? If not, why? If so, how?
I mean, I don't think so, because there's like still a lot of people in this world who like see like Islam as like a bad religion, because like they say like the terrorists, like, oh, they're Islam, they must be like a bad religion. And like also some people just don't like other religions for like no reason, because like it's just like stuck in our ways, like we're taught that. Well, some people are, but like some people are taught that, like, to dislike religions because like of their religion. So like I guess no, I don't think we're religiously
Personally, I don't think so, because some religions aren't like personally accepted by other like different people of other religions, so in a way you can say it is accepted by the general like popularity, but by other religions there might be like a feud between other religions, so I don't think every single person accepts it, but I think some people do.
I think society is more like in the middle, where we're reaching total acceptance, or like at least mostly accepting of other religions, but you'll still find in certain situations where there are discrimination against different cultures and different religion, which
I think there's like two sides to every story, where like when it comes to like religion and religious tolerance, there's like people like per se in the South who like are Christian, quote unquote, and like aren't really religious tolerance, and there's also a lot of people who like do like tolerate everyone. And I think it's just like all about like evolution over time, and like over time I think people will accept like anyone no matter what, but it's definitely still like a progress needing to be done.
So a lot of people can really like judge other people off of their religion, because some people can say Muslims are all terrorists and stuff like that, but that's not really the case, especially now in today's society where everyone really like feels lost, kind of. These are just my opinions, but I think in today's society, some people can accept others' religions, but some can't. Like, I guess, that was one example with the Muslims.
I feel like we haven't yet, because I just feel like there's a lot of religious tension that's still going around, like, all over the world. But I feel like if we all learn just to communicate with one another and just hear and understand everyone's perspective, I feel like we can change the world a lot through that.
I agree with Dylan, because I think that there's still a lot of religious tension. It may not be as bad as it used to be, or as bad as it is in some other countries, but I do still think that there are a lot of tensions in the country with religion. So I think that the illustrations, the author wants us to kind of infer how violent things were. For example, on page 76, the fundamentalists are beating people that are protesting to death for wearing a scarf, or like not wearing the scarf. And so I think the author wants us to infer how violent these things were, because it's showing people getting hit with bats and being like killed with a knife in the middle of a crowd, and them bleeding and like a lot of commotion, and you can see that in the pictures.
In the illustrations, you can really see the faces and the emotions that people make, and like the attitude or the stink faces they make towards people like who don't wear the scarves, or they wear jeans, or they want to express themselves a different way. You can really tell how like society can like belittle you from what you wear, and in the illustrations that make it really clear.
Yeah, and I think it's effective because it really shows isolation of certain people when they're dressed differently around a big crowd of people. So on page 71, you can see the author using illustration more than words when Margie's laying in the middle of space.
And that's describing how she's feeling, because she's lost without bearings, and she's saying, what could be worse than literally laying in the middle of outer space, which I think is something that a lot of people can relate to. So I think that's effective.
On page 116 of our novel, the image shows what Satrapi imagines the war would look like and how impactful it is on her, because, you know, she's like never seen the war before, and this is what she kind of visions it as. And it's sad, because like, you don't want to imagine that, like, exactly, as a kid, or like even older, you don't want to have to imagine what the war in your country looks like, or, you know.
Yeah, I think the author's suggesting here that like, she sees it as this just a bunch of people that hate each other, just killing each other. And well, I mean, that's kind of what's going on, but I mean, the way that she sees it, there's so much commotion and there's like no structure to it, and it's crazy to look at that picture and think that she's imagining that in her head.
I kind of feel bad, because she looks so sad, like, just looking at it, she looks so sad just watching the war happen.
And at this point, she's like older than like a small child, but she's still like pretty young, like probably our age. And I mean, that's still like a pretty big thing.
No kid should have to like go through that.
Yeah, to imagine that, it's crazy.
The book can relate to our society in a little bit, like not very much, but sort of, in the way that the revolutionists are almost like the liberals moving forward and trying to make changes in the world and not be so conservative, I guess. And in the book, you can see that the revolutionists are trying to change the old ways of the law with like the veil and the way that women and men have to dress. So, yeah. All in all, religious intolerance is a serious issue that affects other countries around the world, including America, and there are lots of people that still believe that only some religions are, you know, at the top and are better than others and should be followed by every single person, and that diversity shouldn't exist. Like, there are still people like that, and we can't change people, but we can try and be more open to different...
Become aware.
We can branch out more, instead of staying like the same of what we're used to, and maybe branch out and explore new things and not just like trap someone just because they're different or they believe something that's different from what you believe in.
Yeah, and not even just religion, like there's a lot of other things that people are ignorant about and kind of close-minded. When it comes to today's world, a lot of things are changing or trying to change, so there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with it, and so I think that's always going to be happening in the world. But thank you guys for listening, and that was our podcast.
Sarah, bye.